This is VOA News. They are remote. I'm Marissa Milton. COVID-19 deaths worldwide exceeded 2 million on Friday, according to Johns Hopkins University, a year after the coronavirus was first detected in Wuhan, China. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Friday that the death toll has been made worse by the absence of a global coordinated effort. He said, quote, "Science has succeeded, but solidarity has failed." The United States has the world's highest totals of cases and deaths. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks coronavirus statistics, reports more than 23 million COVID-19 cases in the United States, with a death toll rapidly approaching 400,000. Some states, having vaccinated their frontline workers, have opened vaccinations to older people, but have been overrun with requests. Medical facilities are on the verge of running out of vaccines. In many instances, the technology used to take the requests has crashed. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday warned that a newly detected and highly contagious variant of the coronavirus may become the dominant strain in the United States by March. India began one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs on Saturday, hoping to end a pandemic that has killed 150,000 people in that country. Over the coming months, India aims to inoculate about a quarter of its population. That's about 300 million people, including healthcare workers, people over age 50, and those with health conditions that put them at high risk. On Saturday, around 300,000 people were set to be vaccinated at 3,000 locations. About 150,000 staff in 700 districts have been trained to administer the shots and keep the records. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.